Packers have played their four quarters. Now it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman.
Packers beating the Dolphins Thanksgiving night, 30-17 over at Lambeau Field. We bring in The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. Good morning, sir. Do you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was working all day. How about you guys?
It was good. We were watching football.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we were.
Now, speaking of the Packers-Dolphins game, before we get to what happened on the field, did you see the halftime show at Lambeau with Lindsey Stirling?
Yeah, I was in the press box for it. I wasn't watching incredibly intently, I have to admit, but it sounded good.
I only ask because people that were watching at home did not get to see the halftime show. For some reason, NBC decided to only air like 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And social media is losing their minds with anger because we didn't get to see that halftime show, but we got to see Lainey Wilson and Shaboozey.
A lot of violin fans out there, it must be.
Must be.
Yes.
Must be.
So.
Not a lot of violin fans in the NBC control room.
I guess not. But Packers 30, Dolphins 17. Matt, who are your three studs and your three duds from Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, studs, I'll go one, Quay Walker. And, you know, he's really played his two best games of the season the last 2 weeks. And it came in a, you know, 5-day span. He's heating up at the right time. He's reading the play. He's just playing fast and not thinking. That's something he told us after the game, was anytime he just sees and goes, pretty much, to put it simply, instead of overthinks, that's when he can be a productive player, and he's done that. Jordan Love, I'm going to go second straight game without an interception, 21-28, 270-something, 2 touchdowns. That first touchdown to Jaden Reed, it's just a quick out, but that's an incredibly tough throw to make. And that throw is 1 inch inside more, a couple inches maybe, then it's the pick six going the other way. I thought Jordan was really good, you know, had that deep connection with Christian Watson too. Number three, I'm going the combination of Daniel Whelan and Robert Rochelle for just setting the game off right. Packers had that disappointing 3-and-out after Keyshawn Nixon's long kick return, the Packers' longest kick return of the season. And then Whelan has a nice punt to force them up, and Robert Rochelle recovers it. And three duds, I'm going the offensive line's run blocking. Matt LaFleur called that out the day after the game and said, you know, we need to be better in that regard. Too many times Josh Jacobs was having to make guys miss at the line of scrimmage because of how poor the offensive line's run blocking was. The next dud is every guy who lines up offside.
That's a good one.
Two for Kingsley Enagbare, one for Lucas Van Ness, one for Rashawn Gary the last two games. I mean, it has to stop. Matt LaFleur said, you know, it's become a serious problem. It's going to kill us, is what he said. It seems so simple to fix, and yet they haven't yet, so they got to get that fixed. And then Dontavian Wicks, he responded nicely from another drop, but it's costly, and he's lucky that one that popped up after Jordan Love hit him in the chest over the middle for what should have been a big gain was knocked down by Christian Watson again. Christian Watson, I think, has 2 PBUs in the last 2 games, so maybe they should put him at corner if they're having some depth issues there. But Dontavian Wicks, I think, now is 7 drops on the year. Jaden Reed actually has 7 as well, I believe, according to Pro Football Focus. But Dontavian Wicks isn't making the same, you know, plays to compensate for the drops, and he needs to stop dropping the football, to put it succinctly. So those are my 3 and 3.
This is the fifth quarter with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. You touched on it there a little bit. The offside penalties, it's obviously frustrating the head coach. Why do you think they can't get this thing figured out?
Yeah, Matt LaFleur doesn't really know. He said, we're not telling them to line up off in the neutral zone, which is, I guess, the exact wording for the penalty, but do they have to bring in refs to practice? Matt LaFleur said no, he will be the ref today at practice. He said, you just got to check with the refs more. I asked Enagbare about it after the game, and he goes, I guess we just got to scoot back. I mean, it's inexcusable. I think they have 4 the last 2 games. how hard is it? And maybe this is me just saying this from my couch in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and, you know, not being on the field, but how hard is it to just check with the ref, check with your alignment? You're just giving a free 5 yards to the other team, and it was clear on Friday how much it irked Matt LaFleur. So it's one of those things where you've exhausted all the coaching points to make it, you know, go away, but you just got to rely on the players to do it now.
Looking back on the last couple of games with the Packers, how much would you say that they've improved? I mean, obviously there's kind of the big black mark in the offside thing, but how would you say this team has developed over the last couple of games?
Yeah, I would say they've been largely very good. The last four games, dating back to, I think that's the first Lions game when they first really kind of shot themselves in the foot all game, but their defense has allowed fewer than 20 points the last four games. I know they allowed 24 to the Lions, but the defense only allowed 17 because of the pick six. So the defense, I think, has been pretty stout. They allowed a lot of yardage in the Bears game, but still held the Bears to below 20 points. So the defense is kind of carrying their weight. We've seen some pass rush more. We've seen some good run defense the past two games. I think the Dolphins and 49ers have run for a combined 2.8 yards per carry on 30 rushes. The Packers, last time I checked, entering Sunday, I believe, or maybe entering Friday, the Raiders-Chiefs game, were eighth in the league in rushing yards allowed per game. Combined from 2021 to 2023 under Joe Barry, they were 26th. So that area of the team is much improved. The offense, I think you're starting to see some things open up, and that's just because Jordan Love's healthy. He's able to move around. They're able to not, you know, have to play at a shotgun all the time. They can play out of under center because Jordan Love is capable of moving that knee, moving that groin around a little more, and that opens stuff up in the play-action game. So I think this team is not firing in all cylinders just yet, but they're heating up at the right time, and you saw Jaire Alexander and Romeo Doubs back at practice yesterday. If they can get both of those guys back for Thursday against Detroit, that would be massive. So, listen, if the Packers win on Thursday, I think they're squarely in the mix for Super Bowl contention. If they lose, they could still make a run, but they're probably still a step behind that.
This is the fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. You touched on the run defense. Over the past couple of games, it has looked very, very good. Earlier in the year, we've talked about it on this program, they had some issues with the run defense, and it's really year after year. So what have you seen over the past couple of weeks that gives you hope that they can continue improving on the defensive side against the run?
Well, I've learned in my now 6 years here covering this team to never get too high on the run defense, because I've done that in training camp, and then it's been dog water in the regular season. I'm not going to say that it's fixed just yet, but they have gone on a nice stretch here. But keep in mind that has been in two games where the Packers have gotten out to early leads against the 49ers and Dolphins, early big leads, and forced the other team to throw the ball. So they have only defended against 30 runs in the last two games. Bears, they weren't good in that regard, largely because Caleb Williams was scrambling, and those count as runs too. But, you know, Quay Walker said after the game, it's about getting off your blocks. It's about shedding blocks, pursuing, tackling. And Matt LaFleur said after the game with regards to the run defense, this is a physical football team who pursues the ball and doesn't miss tackles. When's the last time you heard a Packers defense referred to as a physical one who doesn't miss tackles? Not often.
This is the fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. So you've got the Lions coming up this Thursday night. Obviously, they've got David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. That's going to be a big-time test against the run. But that offense doesn't stop there for Detroit. They have a ton of weapons.
Yeah, and there's a reason why they're the highest-scoring offense in the NFL. Because they have a quarterback who's playing some of the best football of anybody in the league. They have really good wide receivers in Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams as more of a deep threat. They have one of the best running games in the NFL. They can just attack you in so many different ways. And like I said, the Packers only allowed 17 points to them back in week 9 in Green Bay. Was some of that due to rainy conditions? Maybe. But 17 points against the Lions is 17 points. It could be a different game and kind of a track meet on that indoor Field in Detroit on Thursday night, but if the Packers can get Jair Alexander back and have Jair and Keyshawn on the outside with McKinney and Evan Williams and Bullard in the nickel and Quay Walker and Eric Wilson or Isaiah McDuffie at linebacker, and then get some pass rush up front like they have from Lucas Van Ness and Rashawn Gary the past 3 weeks that they haven't always gotten this season, then maybe the Packers have a shot. I mean, the Lions have nobody on the defensive line. They've lost not only Aiden Hutchinson, but they lost Levi Onwuzurike, their defensive tackle, who's not going to play. They lost Josh Pascal, one of their DNs, who's not going to play. So this is a perfect opportunity for the Packers to take advantage of.
And I know that the Packers' offense is feeling good because back on November 3rd, Jordan Love didn't look so good. He had that pick six, but he also wasn't as healthy as he is now, and he's just playing much better football. So maybe they score more than 14 points in Detroit.
I would imagine it's really hard to shoot yourself in the foot more than the Packers did that day. And I would imagine that's their low point when it comes to self-inflicted wounds. And like you said, Jordan Love is fully healthy now, and that's huge. And I'm not sure he was. Well, I know he wasn't in that Week 9 game. And add in the fact that the conditions are far more favorable at Ford Field, and I think you'll see the Packers' offense start to click a little bit more. Can I promise that they won't have a false start? No, but it was in Detroit last year where the Packers kind of announced themselves as, okay, we're not going to die just yet. And they had that 57-yarder to Christian Watson that Jordan Love actually underthrew on the first play of the game on Thanksgiving. They took the ball, they received, they go down, score a touchdown. They scored three touchdowns in the first quarter. I don't expect that on Thursday, but I think the offense is not going to look like it did the last time these two teams played.
Do you have a prediction for Thursday night?
I haven't made one yet, but I can do it right here. Let's see. I'm going to go Packers 31, Lions 27.
Ooh!
I just think the Lions have too many injuries on defense up front. So I think the Packers are going to be able to run the ball. And they lost Malcolm Rodriguez, their linebacker, to a torn ACL. So Lions just have too many injuries in the front seven on defense. I think the Packers are going to be able to move the ball. They've fixed their red zone issues the last couple games. Is the defense going to be able to stop Jared Goff and co. in that run game? Not entirely, but I think they'll be able to do enough to allow the offense to put up some points and win by four, I'm going to say.
That just when you think the NFC North couldn't be more of a knife fight in a phone booth.
Oof. I mean, Jordan Love was asked yesterday about what's at stake this game and how this is kind of the last realistic shot for the Packers to stay in the division race. And he kept his answer very short. And Jordan Love normally goes on a little bit in his answers. He normally talks for a little bit. Jordan Love said, we're ready to go get a win on Thursday. That was his only answer. So Packers know how much this one means, fellas.
All right. It's the fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see what happens Thursday night. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. The fifth quarter sponsored by Robinson Heating and Cooling. Get your furnace ready for winter with a tune-up from Robinson Heating and Cooling. Call them today to stay warm all season long. Robinson Heating and Cooling, your comfort, their commitment.